The federal government pledged to implement many of the reforms advocated by the Gonski Review earlier this year, moving to a needs-based system and aiming to get our schools back into the top five. Then, only a few weeks ago, the New South Wales state government announced cuts of $1.7 billion to education, most of that coming from budgets of state schools. The Minister for School Education, Early Childhood and Youth, Peter Garrett, called on the state government to reverse the cuts, and he spoke to reporter Kyler Lusikian.
Thanks for joining us, Peter. Under the model implemented by the Howard government, federal funding is tied to state funding. What kind of reduction can you foresee flowing from that?
G'day, Kyler. Well, one of the things that will happen is that the indexation that applies to non-government schools, i.e. The Catholic school system or non-government schools, which also flows through to government schools, will go down if state governments reduce their expenditure on education. And that's an extremely worrying trend, and it's one that's built into the Howard model. Now, in your introductory remarks, you said that we're committed to a new funding system for education based on the needs of students. We're absolutely committed to that, and we would see indexation being a part of that. I think the key thing here is that not only do the cuts go to both government and non-government schools, they also go to TAFEs, and they're very big cuts, so their impact is going to be widely felt. So we're going to see those impacts felt across New South Wales. That's extremely concerning. I've called on the Premier Barry O'Farrell to reconsider those cuts. But as well as that, the effect of state governments, like, say, the Queensland government or the New South Wales government, reducing and cutting in this way, is that it means that the Commonwealth money under the Howard model that goes back through to education is reduced too.
Well, Barry O'Farrell has already ruled out changing that decision. What does that mean for the National Plan for School Improvements now? Will we see the federal government moving to fill that funding gap in the meantime?
Now, I've been very clear that the Commonwealth, the federal government, won't substitute funding under a new funding model to make up for cuts that the New South Wales government has made to in-school support or schools and education. So we're still in discussions and negotiations with them because at the same time as this is happening, all state governments have indicated a willingness to sit down with us and to work through what a new funding model would look like. And we need to do that. I mean, the Gonski panel that looked into this was very clear. Our education performance is declining. We've got big gaps between our students in our low SES schools and higher SES schools. That's the long equity tail. We can't afford to have that as a country in the future. So we are committed to a new, fairer, more effective funding model. But clearly there's going to be some pretty intense discussions with the states as we work these issues through in the coming months.
We'll get back to the question of equity in just a minute, but John Collier, the head of the state branch of the Association of Independent Schools, has said that the private school fees will have to rise by 10% to cover the $70 million that was lost by that sector in the New South Wales cuts. The Prime Minister has already specifically pledged to join independent schools to fight the cuts. Why hasn't there been a similar response from the Commonwealth to cuts against the public education system?
Well, I actually have responded, pointing out, and I did in the Parliament last week when I spoke in question time, that this is also going to have an impact on government schools. And I'm concerned about an impact on schools in all systems. And you're right, the independent schools have said that this will mean the potential for fee rises. But what does it mean more generally across our school system? It means that, you know, 2,500 teachers' aides on an average yearly salary would go. It means that, you know, you've got the potential for 55,000 day excursions for a class of 30 children. We've got, you know, I mean, there's that many ways that you can identify the potential impact of these cuts. And I mean, I think underneath all of that, there's another really important point, Kyle. I'll just quickly make it, and that's this. People listening will know that education's really important. We know it when we're at school ourselves, whether we go into work or uni. It's very important for us as individuals to be able to achieve and reach the things that we're capable of. But it's also very important for the country. Four out of the five top-performing education nations are now in the Asian region. And in the future, if we're going to work well as a country, deal with the big challenges we have, you know, maintain the standard of living that we've got, then we need to see investment in education not as a cost, but as an opportunity. So we will continue to campaign and articulate this very strongly, both to New South Wales government, also to the other coalition governments in Queensland and Victoria.
Minister, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Kyla.